With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he will not be rushed to end the war in Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said he's under no pressure to make a hasty agreement with Iran.
I don't want to rush it. I want to take my time. We have plenty of time. And I want to get a great deal. I want to get a deal where our nation and the world is safe.
He was pushing back against several reporters' questions about exceeding the 4 to 6 week timeline that he and his aides previously set for the war. If Iran doesn't agree to a war-ending deal, the president said the U.S. would finish it up militarily. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says the European Union's $106 billion loan to Ukraine puts that country in a stronger negotiating position with Russia.
It means that Ukraine has money for their, first of all, for our internal production. It means that we are not empty and we are strong, not only by our absolutely strong soldiers, but also with the capacities, with the instruments, with weapons, and with energy, as I said. So it's a great decision.
Dozens of wildfires still burning in Georgia and Florida, more than 50 homes already destroyed. Denise Stevens was among the wildfire evacuees who got a hot meal and some rest at the Twin Rivers Baptist Church in Hortense, Georgia.
We had to evacuate due to the fire that's on Drury Lane. I don't know if I still have a house standing or not. And that's what drives me, I think, crazy more than anything, not knowing.
Meta laying off 8,000 workers, and Microsoft is offering buyouts to basically a similar number. Meta confirms its plan to cut about 10% of its overall workforce. This is SRN News. A warning from religious freedom advocates. Here's Michael Harrington.
They say hate crimes laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even here in the U.S. because, quote, it incentivizes companies to comply with its requirements and revise their worldwide content moderation policies. From politics to religion, online content is increasingly being classified as hate speech. Michael Harrington reporting.
Southern Poverty Law Center indicted on federal fraud charges alleging it improperly paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups without disclosing the payments to donors. Justice Department says civil rights group defrauded donors by using their money to fund the very same extremism that it had been claiming to be fighting in the first place. This is SRN News. A major media shift is getting closer. Here's Bob Agnew.
HBO Max, Top Gun, CBS, and CNN may all be placed under the control of the upstart Paramount Skydance soon. That's because shareholders of Warner Brothers Discovery approved an $81 billion sale of the company on Thursday. The deal, including debt, valued at nearly $111 billion. If approved, the mega merger would vastly reshape Hollywood and the wider media landscape. It would further consolidate power in an industry already run by just a handful of major players. Bob Agnew reporting.
A cannabis industry group calls President Trump's reclassification of state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug, quote, the most significant federal advancement in cannabis policy in decades. American Trade Association for Cannabis and Hemp says the administration action recognizes cannabis is medicine. More details, srnnews.com.